You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Please
do not forget this while we train ourselves to be
godly.
Since we pray every day,
我们要不要来操练一件事?
Let's practice one thing. Let's learn to come before God when we pray.
学习在祷告的时候, 我是在向神祷告。
When we pray, we're praying to God.
如果在一个聚会的里面, 在波饼的里面, 我们突然发现我们人出去了。
So if we realize that our mind started to wander around,
我们这个人不在神面前了,
that we're no longer standing before God's presence,
我们马上提醒自己,
let's remind ourselves immediately.
就像你在那里操练丢篮球,
just like while you're practicing shooting the basket.
你没有丢进去, 再来一次,
if you miss it, try it again.
就再try,
and try it again.
弟兄姊妹,这叫操练。
And this is to train.
那我们不能够 let go, 就这样下去了。
We can't just let go of ourselves and let it continue.
不然的话, 我们祷告的生命和生活, 祷告的品质一直不会进步的。
Otherwise, our prayer life and the quality of our lives will not improve.
所以信心在敬虔中, 第一件事情就是都把我们带到神的面前。
So when we practice and train ourselves to be godly, we have to come before God.
而信心在祷告中, 第二件重要的事情。
The second thing that faith has to do in prayer
is
to believe after I pray, something will happen. Some things will happen immediately.
我刚才唱的那首诗歌, 他说我们祷告完的时候就摇动神的手, 对不对?
The hymn that I just sang to you, that when we pray, we're moving the hands of God.
他说, 大山被挪移, 道路被疏平, 列国归向你, 我们很少祷告一下子有这么大的果效的。
And then the hymn says, then the mountains will be removed, and the pathway be leveled, and the nations will turn to you.
不然你的老板早就被fire了, 对不对?
But we hardly see such effects, right? Otherwise, our managers will be removed.
那个老板天天找我麻烦主啊,把他挪开。
Then they say, oh, my boss is giving me a trouble, please remove him.
那弟兄姊妹,祷告一定有事情发生。
But we have to believe something will happen.
有些事情立刻发生。
Some things will happen immediately.
有些事情是在看不见的境界里面已经在发生。
Some things already happen in the invisible realm.
只是外表完全没有动静。
But it's not shown yet in our circumstances.
就跟耶利哥城一模一样。
Just like attacking the city of Jericho.
从前面几天的绕城, 一块石头都没下来啊。
Nothing changed the first couple of days of circling around the city.
但是看不见的境界里面, 属灵的得胜力量一直在累积的。
But in the invisible realm, the spiritual power is accumulating daily.
每一天都靠近了应许的实现。
So every single day is one step closer to victory and promise.
那有的时候的事情的发生是在我们里面发生。
Sometimes the things happen within us.
因为我们祷告不合神的心意。
Because our prayer is not of God's will.
我们的动机不单纯,
and then our motivation is not right.
圣灵在我们里面改变我们,
and the Holy Spirit will change us from within.
圣灵在我们里面提升我们,
and the Holy Spirit will lift us up.
所以弟兄姊妹, 一个真实出于信心的祷告, 一定有事情发生。
So a prayer out of true faith will cause something to happen.
哎呀, 我们的神是听祷告的神。
Our God listens to our prayers.
所以信心叫我们会停不住, 我们会忍不住要来祷告。
With faith, we cannot stop praying.
不仅仅让我们到神的面前, 借着信心来到神的面前。
Not only that, by faith, we come before God.
让我们知道我们口里面信心所出的每一个祷告, something will happen.
And knowing that every prayer out of our mouth with faith will cause something to happen.
So
let's train ourselves in godliness.
And then
through prayer in faith, come before God. Yesterday the Pope passed away.
那前天晚上七万个人守在他的这个住的外面守夜为他祷告。
The night before, 70,000 people gathered around his place to pray for him.
那昨天晚上十万个人拥挤在那里。
And last night, about 100,000 people.
那弟兄姊妹, 在他们心里面来说, 这是一个太重要的人。
In their heart, he's someone very important.
但是哪里比得上 我们所信的主呢？
How can he even compare to the Lord we believe?
当我们真知道我们祷告是直接来到施恩座，来到做宝座的神面前。
If we know that when we pray, we come before God, come before His throne of grace.
祷告神就做事，弟兄姊妹，我们不能不祷告。
And when we pray, He will do something, so we cannot stop praying.
我听说这个回教有一个教导，他们说你到麦加去朝圣一次。
That in the Muslim religion, there's this teaching that if you go to Mecca, the city of Mecca,
它的底子上你自己平常八万次的祷告
，and that that trip to Mecca is worth more than 80,000 times of your personal prayer.
那将来有钱的回教徒在天上的冠冕一定很多哈。
So imagine those rich Muslims, they might have more.Crowns in heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不需要到麦加，不需要到耶路撒冷去。
But we don't have to go to the city of Mecca or Jerusalem.
我们用心灵和诚实就可以来到神的面前。
In truth and in spirit, we can come before God.
哎呀，凭着信心，我们直接进到幔内。
By faith, we enter into the most holy place.
这是我们每一天都可以有，而且也都应该有的生活。
This is something we ought to have.And experience daily.
那求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的祷告不仅不是在外面的。
Not only that, our prayer will not stay in the outward level.
让我们重视祷告。
That we will love to pray.
抓住机会来祷告。
And we'll take every opportunity to pray.
凭着信心来祷告。
And we pray with faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们真用信心调和在这件敬虔的事上。
If we combine faith with all these godly practices.
你就再也不会像我从前说的，有的人为了省下他谢饭的时间，他买一整袋米来的时候就为整袋米祷告了。
Then, the story I told you will not happen. Someone would try to save the time of saying grace before every meal. So, he would say grace when he buys a sack of rice.
你也不会去那里斤斤计较说这个吃宵夜要不要祷告啊。
And you will not even ask.So should we pray and say grace when we have midnight snack?
以前有一个人问他们教会的牧师，那牧师告诉他说，三块钱以下的不需要祷告。
Some people ask their pastor, and the pastor says, if the food is cheaper than $3, you don't have to pray for it.
那现在物价上涨了，十块钱以下的可以不用祷告了。
Now maybe they raise the price.Anything under 10, you don't need to say grace for.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真在敬虔的里面，不是真在信心的里面，调进敬虔的生活，我们都不一样了，对不对
？If we combine faith with our godliness, everything will not be the same anymore.
连你坐在底下听到，你都会用信心与所听见的道调和。
Even when we are listening to a sermon, we'll combine with our faith.
当讲员讲得很杂的时候，你里面。不会埋怨，不会在这里批评他，反而会为他祷告。
And then if the speaker does not deliver a very interesting sermon, then we will not complain, but pray for the speaker.
因为信心让我们知道我们的祷告不至于徒然。
Because we know that our prayer will not be in vain.
那第三个在聚会的事情上。
And then in meetings.
你发现我讲的这五件事情。
You look at it, you see all these five things I mentioned here.
我现在讲了两件，准备讲第三件。
I have finished two, and then now we're down to the three.
我讲完五件的时候，你会发现信心在敬虔的生活上最重要的一个作用。
And after we finish five, then you will realize the most important function of faith in practicing godliness.
都是要把我们从这一切外面所谓敬虔的活动带到真实的敬拜，带到神的面前。
It's to lead us before God.Into real worship and all of the forms and activities.
要让我们能够跟神发生直接活泼的关系。
That we will have an intimate, personal, direct relationship with God.
不然的话，这不过只是外面的一个敬虔的行动就是了。
Otherwise, all these things are but godly activities.
你可以有很敬虔的外貌。
You may have the godly forms.
那圣经上说的，但是却没有敬虔的实意。
Yet you do not have the power.
英文是说 the power 就没有敬虔的那个力量那个真实的能力在我们里面
and you lack the power of godliness
所以聚会
So when we are in meetings,
聚会最关键的马太福音十八章二十节告诉我们
，The most key point is mentioned in Matthew chapter 18.
他说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，就有我在他们中间。
Says whenever two or three of you gather together, I will be in the midst of you.
那我们请这个现在正在打瞌睡的弟兄姊妹回答我。
I'll ask those brothers and sisters who are falling asleep.
或是现在思想魂游在外的弟兄姊妹，你回答我。
Or that your thoughts are wandering around, please answer me.
你相不相信神在我们中间？
Do you believe that God is in our midst? It's here now.
标准答案一定是，但是我们需要神把信心放在我们里面。
We all know the right answer, but we need the true faith from God.
如果神真在我们每一个次两三个人奉主的名聚会中间的话，
Whenever two or three of us gather together, God is in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面整个聚会的内容，我们所蒙福的程度，通通不一样。
Then the content of our meeting and the level of blessings that we receive would be totally different.
这就是为什么有一次有六个弟兄姊妹来我们家开侍奉聚会，我儿子摆了七个椅子啊。
That's why one time six brothers and sisters came to my house to have service meeting and my son set up seven chairs.
他那时候还很小，他说这个椅子是给主耶稣坐的。
He was quite young at that time and he says this seat is saved for Jesus.
他把我父亲送给我最好的椅子放在那边。
And then he placed the best chair that my father gave me there.
然后会后跟我抗议说某某叔叔怎么可以坐到主耶稣的腿上去了。
And after the meeting he complained how can so and so uncle sit on the lap of Jesus.
他不仅仅有信心为主耶稣摆了一个椅子
Not only that he had the faith to save a seat for Jesus
他也有信心主耶稣已经坐在那个椅子上
Even had the faith that Jesus was already sitting on that chair
所以他会诧异说这个弟兄怎么这么大胆敢 坐在主耶稣的腿上
That's why he was so surprised that this uncle is so daring that he even sat on the lap of Jesus
人一长大这个信心都变了对不对
But now he's grown up and then his faith has changed
所以主耶稣说我们要回转像孩子
So Jesus says we got to turn and to be like
children.
弟兄
姊妹，如果我们真觉得主耶稣就在我们中间
，If we really think that Jesus is in our midst.
我们的聚会何等的可贵啊
！Then how precious is our meeting?
教会今天站在因信站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
By faith, we are in such a blessed.
每一次聚会，天要向我们打开来。
Every time when we gather, the heaven will be open to us.
元首所得到的祝福，那贵重的膏油要流到亚伦的胡须，只流到他的衣襟。
And the blessing and precious anointing oil will be flowing.From the head of Aaron. So whenever we're in the meeting, we ought to be anointed by this precious holy oil. Because every time we meet in the Lord's name,
基督是教会的元首，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head of a church and church is his body.
那贵重的油就浇在亚伦的头上。
And that precious oil will be anointed on the head of Aaron.
元首为我们承受了圣灵里面一切全备的祝福。
The head has inherited for us all the fullness of in the body.
而这个祝福要流到他的胡须，流到他的衣襟。
And that blessing will flow from his head to the mustache to his collar.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见这件事情
，If we truly see this.
我们主日会迫不及待的想要来聚会。
We will love and cannot wait to come to Sunday.
我们会欢欢喜喜的来聚会。
We will joyfully come.
我们里面会充满着期望的来聚会。
And we will come full of expectation.
因为我们知道今天主在这里。
Because we know today Lord will be here.
主要对我们说话。
And the Lord will speak to us.
主要对我们显现。
And he will show himself to us.
主要再把他的祝福倾倒下来。
And he will pour down on us his blessings.
报纸上说死去的这位教宗是历代以来。最亲民最跟百姓们在一起的教宗
According to the newspaper, the Pope that just passed away is the most friendly to the multitude.
很多老百姓想要见他都可以在他这个定期举行的弥撒里面去见到他
Many people get to see him face to face in the masses that he conducts.
但弟兄姊妹他再降卑比不上我们亲爱的主
No matter how humble he is, he cannot be even compared to our Lord Jesus.
他再愿意跟人在一起他仍然受到了时空的限制
No matter how willing he is to see the general population, he's constrained by space.
但是我们的主却随时跟我们同在。
But yet our Lord can be with us anytime.
不管你是 Cupertino 的聚会、Campbell 的聚会、Fremont 的聚会。
Whether you meet in Cupertino, in Campbell, or in Fremont.
不管你在美国、在中国、在非洲、在任何地方，只要有人奉主的名聚会，我们的主就降卑的来到他们的中间。
Whether you meet in China, in America, or in Africa, anywhere you meet, our Lord will humbly come to our meeting and meet with us.
要用信心与所听见的。与神的应许调和。
Combine the promises that we hear with faith.
弟兄姊妹，我希望以后我们每一次聚会，我们都要用信心。
I hope that from now on, any time we meet with faith.
那不然的话，我们的聚会就是一种 routine, 一种习惯。
Otherwise, our meeting will be of a routine or of a habit.
而且，请弟兄姊妹千万要注意，因为仇敌还存在。
And please pay attention, be aware of the enemy.
你会发现，你要来聚会，仇敌就千方百计，用各样的方法来打岔、来搅扰。啊、孩子出门前拉肚子，或者家里面发生什么事。
Beware of all the hindrances and obstacles the enemy has placed in your life.So that you cannot come to the meeting.
你们还记不记得我以前讲，有人说礼拜天基督徒都得了一种怪病啊
？I don't know if I mentioned to you, Christians seem to have some type of sickness on Sundays.
他们叫做 Sunday morning syndrome 啊，礼拜天早晨的这个并发症。
It's called Sunday morning syndrome.
就是礼拜天早上起来特别累。
Is that you when even more tired on Sunday morning?
来到聚会的里面呢，特别不能集中精神。
And then we just cannot concentrate when we're in the meeting.
啊，特别疲倦。
More tired than ever.
特别不想开口，不想讲话。
We're unusually reluctant to speak.
更不要说祷告了。
Let alone praying.
所以嘴巴都不想开。
We don't even want to open our mouth.
那他说这个 syndrome 非常普遍。
And the syndrome is very common.
而且每个礼拜天几乎都发生。
And it seems to occur every Sunday.
而且更稀奇的是呢。
What's even more strange?
它只有几个小时而已。
It only lasts for a couple hours.
等到当传道人牧师一讲聚会到此结束的时候。
And then when the minister says, okay, our meeting ends here.
他突然变得很想讲话了。
All of a sudden, the desire to speak comes back.
他精神也来了。
And then they all become energetic.
啊，什么力量都恢复了。
And everything is revived and restored.
这叫做 Sunday morning syndrome.
And this is the Sunday morning syndrome.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们虽然好像是一个幽默哈。
Even though it sounds like a humor.
可是你在经验里面是不是这样
？But is it true for us？
啊，所以我们要晓得，其实仇敌不希望我们来亲近神。
So beware that the enemy doesn't want us to draw near to God。
仇敌更不希望我们在信心里面的亲近神。
And he doesn't want us to draw near to God in faith。
所以讲到聚会，我们顺便讲侍奉好了。
And then we go to service。
侍奉也一样。
The same with service。
哥罗西书三章二十三节告诉我们，无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, Whatever we do it unto the Lord.
这叫做信心调和在我们的侍奉。
And this is what it means to combine our faith in our service.
因为什么呀？这个道理每一个人都知道。
I'm sure every one of us understands this.
可是为什么我们在服事上会有埋怨呢？
But why is that we still have complaints when we serve?
为什么我们在服事上会有比较呢？
Why is that we still compare with others?
我常常讲说 compare, compete, complain.
Just like we compare, we compete, and we complain.
你会比较，你就会有增进，有增进，到最后就有抱怨。
If we compare, then we will compete, and then the result of a compete.Is complained.
可是如果信心真在我们侍奉中的时候
，But if we really have faith when we serve，
主说无论做什么
，The Lord says whatever we do，
要从心里面做，换句话说就是干干心心的
，Do it out of the heart， very cheerfully and voluntarily，
然后像是给主做的
，As if we're doing it unto the Lord。
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果你在你每一个服事上都知道是做给耶稣的
，If we know that everything that we do in service we do it for the Lord，
每一个服事都是荣耀啊。
That every service is glorious.
每一个服事充满了生命和祝福。
And every service will be full of life and blessing.
每一个服事都充满了永恒的价值。
And every service has eternal value.
不管我们做什么。
Whatever we do.
我们从心里面做。
We do it out of heart.
我们做在主的身上。
And do it unto the Lord.
所以主说你们无论你们坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
That's why the Lord says, whatever you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me.
弟兄姊妹，看见了没有？
Do you see?
信心要在敬虔中来运用，来操练。
We have to exercise faith when we train ourselves to be godly.
所以可以请你们再花十秒钟、十五秒钟想一下，好不好？
I will ask you to spend another 10 to 15 seconds.
你如果是做饭食的
，If you're in the cooking service，
你愿不愿意把自己一个很清楚的意念和目标放在你的心中
？Are you willing to place in your heart a very clear goal？
我预备饭不是给弟兄姊妹，我是给我的主耶稣。
That you recognize that whenever I cook。I don't just cook for my brothers and sisters, but I'm cooking for the Lord.
你是私情的，虽然是在教会里面服侍，但是你要知道你是弹给主听。
And if you're playing the piano, you have to realize that you're playing for the Lord.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里搬运，我们是为了在这里为了主。
If we're moving the equipment, we're doing it for the Lord.
其实主在我们每一个的侍奉里面。
Actually, the Lord is in every single service.
人子来不是受人的服侍，乃是服侍人。
Because Jesus himself says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
所以当我们为了爱主的缘故服侍主的时候
，out of our love for the Lord, when we serve Him.
主非常甘心的束上带子，要为我们洗脚，他要来服侍我。
Just like the Lord will gird up Himself with towel and wash our feet.
最后一件我们讲到奉，讲到奉献。
And lastly, we mentioned the offering.
弟兄姊妹，奉献讲到我们这个人的奉献。
This is a consecration of ourselves.
讲到我们时间力量的奉献。
We offer our energy, our time.
讲到我们在财务上的奉献。
And offer our money.
同样的信心在这件金钱的事情上。
Then faith has something to do with this too.
它最关键的一件事情，要让我们知道献祭是献给神。
The key point is to know that when we offer, whatever we offer it to God.
整个奉献的关键两个字叫做为他。
The key point is for Him.
如果我们所有的奉献是为着主。
If all our offerings is for the Lord.
你不要说我们钱财的奉献我们会甘心舍得。
Not only that we willingly offer our money.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这一生属神，我们都甘心。
Then we will willingly offer our entire life to Him.
但是如果不是为他的话
，But if we do not do this for Him，
特别我们很多时候奉献上这个不够荣耀神哈，我不晓得你们有没有过这些经验。
Then especially sometimes we have some experiences that are not very glorious.
哎呀，奉献的时候就在想说，哎呀，这1000块钱我可以给家里面买一套新沙发耶。
That when we are to offer our money, we might have some other thoughts and reservations, thinking I can use this money for something else.
哎呀，我这几百块我可以买一个 Pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
Or I can use this to buy a Pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
或是买一个 iPod, 这现在最 hot 的。
Or for an iPod.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们会在这里比较啊。
So we might have some reservation and calculation.
我们会舍不得。
Then we will not be willing.
那甚至我们会斤斤计较，到底应该税前呢，还是税后呢
？And then I will be very calculating, saying before tax or 10% after.
或是我们会在这里等啊、哦，看看别人有没有先奉献，解决了我就不用了。
Or we might wait around and to see if the church has enough money, someone else's offers, then I don't have to offer.
啊，结果发现这个大会主席报告钱够了，啊，我们赶快拍手。
And then if the church announced, okay, we have enough fund and we applaud, and I don't have to offer anymore.
我们不需要锦上添花了。
Then I don't have to offer extra anymore.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个奉献在这里有斤斤计较，有这些的感觉，都说到我们还没有认识什么叫真奉献。
If we have these reservation or calculation, that means we have not recognized the true meaning of offering.
奉献的关键。
The key point is for him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当玛利亚把那个香膏献给主的时候
，When Mary offered the perfume to the Lord，
那件事情大大摸着主的心。
That pleased and satisfied the Lord's heart greatly.
那个香膏香了2000年了，到今天还在香。
And the fragrance of that perfume lasted more than 2000 years until today.
地上所有的钱财，所有一切我们的财物
，All the money of the world，
它都会毁坏的。
Will be one day,
但是交在主的手中。
Will one day perish, but if we offer into the hands of God,
神就为我们继续在天上。
God will store it for us in heaven.
而它的价值是永恒的。
And that value will be lasting.
我常常说，一瓶香膏怎么可能香2000年呢
？I always wonder how can the fragrance of that a bottle of perfume last two thousand years.
如果有这样子的话，年轻人也不用一天到晚就跑出去买香水了哈，一罐就够了。
If there's really such perfume, then we can just get one for the rest of our life. And yet the fragrance of Mary's perfume lasted 2,000 years. So we have to realize that when we offer ourselves and our possessions into God's
hands,
for Him, for the love of God, and by faith we offered it to Him, and that thing will achieve its ultimate maximum value.
香膏是这样,
and it's the same with perfume.
寡妇的两个小钱是这样,
the same with the two coins of a widow.
我们的时间, 我们的恩赐, 我们一切的力量奉献出来在神的眼中也是这样,
the same with our energy and time and money that we offer to God.
最后最关键的就是我这个人,
and lastly, it's ourselves.
如果我奉献给神的话,
if I offer myself to God,
这是我这一生最高的价值,
and that will achieve the ultimate purpose of my life.
结束的时候给你们讲一个小小的故事,
lastly, I will tell you a story.
我好几年前讲过了,
I told you several years ago.
有一个人非常喜欢逛 garage sale.
There was a person who loves to shop around garage sales.
他叫Bob, 他有一天他常常逛街回来买了一大堆东西, 他太太都骂他,
and then he often buy things and then his wife would not appreciate. His wife always says, why do you spend money on something worthless?
那有一天他又出去逛逛了一整个早上他没有买到什么东西,
one day he went out and spent the entire morning, didn't get anything.
在他准备要回家的时候想说再看最后一家,
as he was about to come home, he says, okay, one last stop.
他又看到一辆烂烂的摩托车, 哦, 已经都生锈了,
and then he saw this beat up motorcycle.
那个叫哈雷的摩托车, 好了,
that's a Harley Davidson.
都已经生锈了, 人家卖他35块,
and then it was all rusted, and it was the list price is $35.
那个主人跟他讲说, 这个摩托车买来以后, 我从来没有踹过, 因为都锈了, 所以我不知道他, 还有没有任何价值。
The owner says, I never tried this motorcycle because it's all rusted, so I don't know if it will run anymore.
所以35块, 他扛了一团破铁回家。
So for $35, he got this beat up a motorcycle. And of course his wife scolded him. So he just leave it in the backyard.
那有一天他突然有空的时候他去摩托车上面看了一下这个什么牌子他就打电话给那个经销商,
but one day he looked at the brand, the model name, and then he called the dealer, motorcycle dealer.
他说我买了一辆烂摩托车你可不可以告诉我怎么样子让它可以再发动, 我可以用它。
He says, I bought this old junky motorcycle, can you tell me how to make it run again?
那个人就告诉他说你上去把那个什么model名字上面的号码抄下来给我。
So the dealer says, please tell me the model name of this motorcycle.
所以他抄了以后他就告诉那个人,
so he told the dealer the motorcycle model.
那个人说你等一下我帮你去查,
and he says, okay, wait a minute, let me go check my records.
然后他去查了以后很久没回来,
and for a long time he didn't come back.
他正准备挂电话的时候,
as he was about to hang up the phone,
那突然换了一个人回来接他的电话,
another person came to answer the phone.
他说先生对不起耽误你这么长时间,
sorry to keep you holding for so long.
他说你可不可以再回去一次,
can you go back to your motorcycle one more time?
你把那个坐那个摩托车的椅子拉起来,
lift up the motorcycle seat,
你可不可以看看底下有没有刻什么字,
to see if any engraving on it.
所以他又回去了把摩托车椅子给拉起来,
so he went back and lift up the seat.
结果底下写的刻了一行字是猫王的名字在上面,
and then, it has the name of Elvis Presley, the King of Rock.
你知道美国有个猫王,
engraving on it.
为什么选猫王不选狗王,
King of Rock.
King of Rock. Anyway, 回来以后他告诉那个人,
and then he came back and told the dealer what he saw.
然后他就告诉他,
and then so he told the dealer,
他说,
the dealer told him,
他说, 我们公司的老板授权给我,
I was authorized by the man, the owner of my company.
我30万美金给你买这个摩托车,
we will pay you $300,000 to buy this motorcycle.
他一听他整个吓住了, 35块钱买的,
he said he was speechless, he paid $35 for this.
然后现在变得涨了一万倍, 几乎一万倍, 变成30万美金,
and the price went up 10,000 times.
他说等一下等一下, 他说我你让我想一想, 他把电话挂断,
he says give me some time, I need to think about it.
然后过两天一个电视节目主持人 Leo 还是什么打电话说, 我们出50万,
and 2 days later a show person from TV company called and said, we'll pay you $500,000.
弟兄姊妹啊, 一团破铁, 破铜烂铁。
It appeared to be a piece of junk.
上面写个猫王。
Just because of it has engraving the Elvis Presley.
整个价值从35块变成30万美金、50万美金。
The value has gone up from $35 to $500.
什么时候我们把自己放在祭坛上面？
Whenever we place ourselves on the altar.
我们身上刻的不是猫王、狗王，是万王之王。
And the engraving on us is not King of Rock, but King of Kings.
这个人是属我的。
It says, this person belongs to me.
整个价值就不一样了。
And the value will be different.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的恩赐放在祭坛上面。
If we offer our gifts, talents,
我们的钱财，我们的时间，我们的力量。
And our energy, our time, our money.
它的价值都在于谁来拥有它。
The value is up to who will use them.
我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
We all have our masters.
不是神。
Whether it be God,
就是马门，就是撒旦。
Or money, or Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意做谁的仆人呢？
Whom do we want to serve?
我们愿意把自己献给谁呢？
Whom do we want to offer ourselves?
真信心，叫我们为着爱他的缘故，把自己一切所事所有奉献给他。
True faith will lead us into consecrating ourselves to God because we love Him.
把我的信心调和在我们这一切的敬虔里面。
Let's combine faith.With all godliness.
读经来到这位说话的神面前。
When we read the scripture, come before God who speaks to us.
祷告叫我们在圣灵中与这位听祷告的神相会。
When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we meet this God.
我们聚会，我们来到神圣的同在中。
When we in the meeting, we come before His holy presence.
我们侍奉，我们这一切是坐在主的身上。
When we serve, we do everything for the Lord.
而我们的奉献。完全为着耶稣。
When we offer whatever we offer, be it holy for God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在敬虔上要操练自己，因为有今生和来世的应许。
Let's train ourselves to be godly because it holds promises both for the present life and eternal.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And this is a trustworthy saying that deserves all our attention.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.